813 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
The outstanding weather we've had so far this week continues today as high pressure remains locked in over the central United States. Abundant sunshine with temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 65. It'll be sunny tomorrow, highs are going to be 85 to 90. Tomorrow night clear, lows near 60 degrees. We'll have sunshine across the area during the day on Saturday. Temperatures Saturday, 85 to 90. More sunshine for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What are we, like 60 and 4 now or something?
5.
65? Yeah, that's not bad. Coca-Cola was originally green. Did you know that?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you leave it out too long. It'll...
Yeah. Average number of people airborne over U.S. America in any given hour.
Number of people?
Number of people airborne in U.S. America. Any given hour, 61,000. Intelligent people have more zinc and copper in their hair. The first novel ever written on a typewriter. Any idea?
Gone with the Wind.
That's a good guess. King Kong.
Cat in the Hat. No. Tom Sawyer.
Oh, okay.
Tom Sawyer.
Really?
While we're speaking of books, the main library at Indiana University sinks a tiny bit every year because when it was built, engineers failed to take into account the weight of all the books that would accompany the...
Well, that just sounds like an epic failure.
Yeah, well, once again, never let an Indiana engineer do that work for you. Have you heard about the Goldilocks planet?
No, is it too hot or too cold?
Well, no, it's just right. They are calling it, the scientists are calling it the Goldilocks planet, the planet that is orbiting a star just a mere 20 light years away. That's 120 trillion miles for all of us. It's a red dwarf called Gliese 581. Of course, a light year means the information takes a year to get to us for people who used to listen to Aggie 96 and listen to us now. So 20 light years means that all the information they're getting is really 20 years old, but... they're able to advance technologically, based on what they have now, the model of this planet. It has enough mass to hold an atmosphere, and it can protect liquid water on its surface. Now, there is one deal, though. One side is always in daylight. The other side is always in night.
Well, didn't you just pretty much describe the Earth?
Well, no, always that way.
Excuse me, the Earth?
Just the same area is always
dark.
Oh,
does this not rotate?
No. That's what I'm saying. So, one side is always daylight, the other side always dark. Temperatures range from 160 degrees on the sunny side to about minus 20 on the night side.
I wouldn't call that just right.
I wouldn't either.
I don't know who's coming to this
conclusion.
They're
saying right around the meridian, okay, where night
meets day.
Yeah,
but don't you know what home prices are going to be right there, Scott?
Yeah, you're right. And they're not even near Texas A&M and convenient to shop.
No.
That's right.
That won't work very well. Yeah,
I mean,
or a bus route or nothing.
I mean, if you get on the meridian, what's a $200,000 house going to look like there? Yeah. It's going to be about 1,000 square feet.
Yeah. Well, and again, we could have condos. And then if you do that, then
you got to start talking about how many unrelated people can live in the same home.
That's right.
How many vehicles can be parked out front. And the Homeowners Association. The Homeowners Association.
When you get planning and zoning involved, it is going to be a problem. Okay. Have you got your scary music there?
Oh, always.
Okay. A new asteroid hunting telescope may have made its first discovery of a potentially threatening space rock.
For salmon.
That's right.
Wait, how big is this space rock?
I'm glad you asked. I have no idea. The asteroid is, we have a name for it. It's 2010 ST3. And it will be close.
Sounds like a police case number.
Well, but here's the problem. Here's the problem. It comes nearest Earth in mid-October.
That's close to Earth.
Well, it is. Reason enough that you need to go to First Friday this week.
Oh, yeah. Listen to that segue.
That's right. Because who knows when there'll be another, right?
That's right. And Alan's here from the city
that's
of Bryan.
Right.
How do you like that?
Not that we're calling
that's a pretty
it,
nice introduction
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, see?
Not that we're calling it last Friday.
Friday. It'll be First Friday. So anyway, so what's going on?
Well, you pegged my topic is today. First Friday is tomorrow. I've been talking about it for weeks, it seems like. Now it's finally tomorrow, and I won't talk about it anymore, obviously, until...
The next one.
you know, November's first Friday.
But my concern is if this asteroid ooches over 4 million miles, we won't be here. So this may be the ultimate first
Friday.
Well,
you know, let's just plan on coming to October first Friday okay. and November first Friday okay. and all December,
right,
you know.
Yeah, we can do that.
Until okay. this big asteroid.
Actually, the weather's going to be nice. We're kind of maybe turned the corner and it'll be pleasant out there.
It'll be nice. It'll yeah. kind of feel, hopefully it'll feel like a fall first Friday, which will be nice. Of course, the big events start at the Sail Park about 6:30. Come out. It's the Pink and Red Zone at mm-hmm. Sail Park, talking about breast cancer awareness and heart health. We're going to have entertainers out there. Karen Chavez is going to be singing.
Great.
They're bringing out a little stage. It's going to be a pretty big event. Of course, there'll be a lot of information you can pick up down there as well if you're interested in health events, health topics. And then move on down from the park area down to the Palace Theater area. They're going to have more music down there, and it's green first Friday.
Okay.
So like I've been joking, we've got all sorts of colors.
It's yeah, there you are.
Pink, red, green. And then, of course, the businesses will be open late. It's also an art step. So they pretty much wanted to make this the baddest first Friday
yeah,
ever.
Yeah,
so they put everything in
good.
It.
Good. This is one of their major ones, I know.
Exactly. So come on out tomorrow, 6:30, and then stay. You know the businesses
sure.
are open late. The restaurants yep. are open late, things like that.
And again, if you haven't, you really, I think, will be so surprised on how downtown Bryan is transformed. It's really quite nice.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Yep. All right. Very good. And we got a guest?
We do have a guest. Yep. Speaking of downtown Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Good segue. I brought the new executive director of the Downtown Bryan Association today.
Okay. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm Scott. You are?
Cassidy Barton.
Move that a little closer to you. There we go. Well, Cassidy, tell us kind of a little bit about you and where you come from.
Well, come from a little bit of everywhere, but actually have a lot of family here in the Bryan area. My mom's family's been here forever.
Oh, okay.
Was here for middle school for a couple of years, and after working in Houston at the Heritage Society Museum mm-hmm. down in Sam Houston Park
right.
for several years, my husband ended up taking a job in Bryan.
Great, okay.
so we returned, and really happy to be back. I was so excited when we got back to see what was going on in downtown Bryan. Definitely a change from the 90s, the last time I was here.
True, and I think so. People understand, I think Bryan has become, downtown Bryan just ends up giving you a lot of entertainment opportunities for folks who are maybe grown-ups. I guess that's the way to say it.
Sure.
Certainly one of my favorite places is Village Cafe, which is very has a very eclectic mix. But mm-hmm. there are so many things developmentally that have happened in Bryan that has made it a real destination.
Well, I agree. And one of the nice things, you know, you talk about it being a place for entertainment for grown-ups and sort of conversely, it's also a place for entertainment for those grown-ups' children.
Yeah, you know? Sure, right.
There's just a lot to do, a lot of different places, and I think it's really important to emphasize the fact that we want the community back into downtown Bryan. You know, we want you to eat there. We want you to shop there. We want you to have your evenings out. But we also want you to bring your kids, hang out, play, you know, participate in some of the great events that are starting to take place, like, you know, the First Fridays.
Yeah, the First Friday thing has really been a great idea to have people down there, and then with the Art Step being one of the major ones. You know, I was down at a business, I guess, is after one of the A&M home football games in there on a Sunday. Well, it was downtown on Cork. I really liked the place. And talking to them, and they said, you know, some people came in after the game. They had stayed at the LaSalle, and they came in after the game to Bryan on Cork. I'm going, bullseye. That's exactly mm-hmm. what you want. That's how you want people to do that. They're going out to A&M to a football game, but they come back for entertainment after the game in, again, a setting that's more geared toward non-college student folks.
And sure, absolutely.
Now, what do you see as maybe next year and a half, as far as Downtown Bryan Association? Where do you need to be? What are the things that you want to try to get done?
Well, at the moment, there are really two main components to our mission, and one, of course, has been, you know, the subject of lots of attention, and that's the restoration of the Queen Theater. To that end, that project's moving along nicely. They're going to start restoration on some of the exterior elements of the facade here, even just within the next 30 to 45 days, mm-hmm. which I know will be exciting for those people who keep wondering what's going on.
Sure, right, and they want to see a physical change.
Exactly,
sure.
Exactly. So just hold on because it's right around the corner. On the other side, we've got just the promotion of downtown as a whole, and in support of this revitalization effort, which the city has been instrumental in, of course, with all the infrastructure. And I really feel like a goal for the organization is to do what we need to do to really get the word out about businesses and organizations that have made their home in downtown Bryan, but also to really expand on some of these programs that bring the community into downtown Bryan so that we can all use it. I think we really want to make it representative of the community that it's situated in.
Sure. Well, it ought to be fun, that's for sure. And again, it gears up in a big way this weekend on Friday for First Friday. So, Cassidy, good to meet you. Look forward
Thank
to
you.
Talking to you from time to time as things progress downtown.
Absolutely.
All right, very good. We visit folks from Bryan on Thursdays. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, Aggieland Lighting Center.